Have you heard of the little church that could? Join Pastor Bob Enyart at Denver Bible Church for Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., worship service from 10:50 until noon, and our Sunday evening Bible study at 6 p.m. Located at Two Roads School at 7180 Oak Street in Arvada, Colorado. Join us on Sundays as we study the meat of the Word of God, to worship our awesome Creator and to equip the saints for the service of the Lord.
All right, cut out the dancing in the studio. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In the new book out by best-selling author Greg Jackson, there's a chapter on me, of all things, and in it I say that the person who got me into the pro-life battle is Randall Terry, and what an honor to have Randy back in the studio. Randall Terry, welcome to Bob Enyart.
Bob, it's so good to be back with you.
You,
I want to sing, man. That intro music was so good.
We have fun on the air, but especially when Doug McBurney's here. But Randall Terry, your radio show was the funniest Christian radio ever.
I miss doing it.
It was.
I love radio. It's
and it was on here
medium.
In Colorado.
Yes, it was.
On this station, KLTT, 50,000 watts.
Yep.
So you are running for president. A lot of people don't know about you that you have a master's degree in diplomacy.
Yep, in international terrorism, of all things.
Of all things.
How's that for irony?
Now, Randall Terry in a degree in diplomacy. These are funny things. But praise the Lord for your work to bring attention to the killing of innocent children and to stop it. So why are you running for president?
All right, everyone, I want the full weight of what he just said to sink in on you. Mm. I am running for president.
Right.
Now, I'm running as a Democrat. I'm running in a Democratic primary against Obama. Now, let me just tell you this, good people, good listeners. It is not I who am being weighed in the balance right now, but you. Because if you think, well, how could you possibly run as a Democrat? And you don't grasp the strategic angle that we're...
Sure.
I mean, all right, so here's what's going on.
Sure, it makes a lot of sense what you're doing, but people will have to stretch their minds to follow it.
Yes, all right, so here's the deal. As a federal candidate, I can show pictures of aborted babies on TV, which is, you know, all of us in the movement have decried the fact, and justly so, for years, that the mainstream media will not show the victims.
Right. They won't show the results of an abortion, a child who's been dismembered.
Right.
And the stations refuse, typically, to run such pro-life ads.
Right. We could bring them an ad and they'll say, get lost, slam the door.
Right.
But as a federal candidate, I have the right within a 45-day window of any primary and a 60-day window of any general, I have the right to demand that they run my ad without censorship, without editing, without question. End of story.
That's right. They have to run your ad, and you get a reasonable price for it. They got to charge you the least they've charged for that kind of, you know, time slot all year.
That's correct.
So you get a good buy, and they have to run your pro-life ad
on TV. I did not run as a Republican because the pro-life community would have lynched me. They would have said, you're splitting the vote.
Well,
you're hurting.
And we have candidates who've actually signed personhood pledges who are saying, without exception, they will fight to stop child killing.
Right.
Now, who knows? We'll have to see if they keep their word. But right now, that's important.
Yes. And I don't want to quarrel with Rick Santorum. I didn't want to quarrel with Michelle Bachmann. They're not my target.
Right.
My target is Barack Hussein Obama, who is the paramount child killer of the Western Hemisphere. And so my ads, by running in a Democratic primary, my ads run right at Obama. They show the victims, the dead babies. They show Obama looking like a villain. And they're just incredibly powerful.
Now, this is radio, and you could see a lot on radio. And people cringe when they see the pictures of the children who've been dismembered by Planned Parenthood. But, Randall, let's play the audio of your TV ad.
And this is one we're about to hear is my Super Bowl ad. This ad will run on the Super Bowl in close to 40 markets, if God willing, if the funds continue to come in.
We're in Colorado. Any Colorado markets so far?
Yes, we have purchased a Super Bowl ad inside the Super Bowl in Grand Junction, Colorado.
Wow.
Next
That's on
our,
the Western Slope, very important market for our state.
Yep, and next is Denver. We're focused on a pregame ad in Denver, which is about $5,000.
So we need to raise more money
yes.
to get it on in Denver during the Super Bowl.
Yes, actually in Denver it'll be in the pregame show, just before the game. But
now,
there's still a lot of viewers there.
And the national Super Bowl ads this year, they went for as much as $4 million, the
wow.
top ones. But the reason is because everybody is DVRing and TiVoing everything. They don't watch commercials anymore. But in the Super Bowl, everyone watches the commercials because it's live.
It's the one time of the year when people will get up in the game to get their chips and say, call me if the commercials come on.
Right.
Because you want to see all
right.
the new commercials that make you laugh.
And you're getting media attention, national and local, just simply by buying the ads.
Yeah, we just had a big story come out yesterday on CNN. Mm. If you Google my name in the news, it is a massive story. It's on their website. Mm. It's just wonderful press. I mean, there's some things that I wish that weren't there, but it's honorable
right.
journalism.
Right. The Denver Post, for some reason, which is beyond comprehension, did a reasonably favorable piece on our March for Life that was on Saturday in their paper on Sunday. That's the first time in over 20 years. That I've been reading it.
And earned media. We've seen this with my campaign, literally dozens of news stories all over the country, mm-hmm. accurate quotes, mm-hmm. clearly telling people why I'm running as a Democrat and telling them, which we obviously we want to get to, what my goal is, which is to cause President Obama's defeat. Mm. I mean, I'm not delusional. I'm not
yeah.
going to beat Obama in the Democratic
yeah,
primary.
Right.
I'm just not.
Right. But look what happened in South Carolina, 35 votes or so in Santorum. You know, it's yeah. funny. The Christians met in Texas. They endorsed Santorum. And somehow God changed the results in the past, and he won Iowa. That's a first.
It's a retroactive blessing,
man. That doesn't even happen in the Bible.
The clock went backwards.
Yeah, right. But anyway, right, you're not going to beat Obama, but maybe you could take some votes away from
well,
him.
Well, the campaign has two stages. One is the primary, but I will also be in the general election here in Colorado, in West Virginia, in Florida, and in Ohio. Mm. And when I'm on in West Virginia, I get to buy Washington, D.C., because the D.C. stations...
That's their
DMA. That's the DMA for West Virginia.
Right. That's their television market. So in West Virginia and Colorado, you're actually going to be on the ballot. There are other
yep.
states where you'll be
a write-in.
An official write-in.
Correct.
Not just a write-in, but an official
Correct.
Write-in.
Mm-hmm.
And
if I can run my ads in those four states, Florida, Ohio, Virginia, and Colorado, mm. because when I buy West Virginia, I'll cover almost all of Virginia because mm. of the way the
right.
DMAs work. So if I can cause 7% of the Catholics and the evangelicals who voted for Obama in 2008 mm. to have a crisis of conscience over the babies,
wow!
Then I deny him the White House.
Wow.
I can actually be the reason for his defeat in the general.
Wow.
Just by
You're not saying 7% of the electorate,
no.
but 7% of those who say they're pro-life.
Yes. Yep. If I can get them to vote in accordance to their conscience
what
and the scriptures and basically
now,
have a repent to mend their ways.
Randall, you know one reason why so many evangelicals and pro-lifers voted for Obama, and a lot did? One reason is because of the moral relativism of our Christian and pro-life leaders. They've been telling us, look, just because a judge is pro-life, he was nominated by a Republican president, so support him. Just because this Republican is pro-abortion, like John McCain, for example, or Mitt Romney, we still need to beat Obama. So vote for Mitt Romney. Vote for the pro-abortion Republican. And if you could vote for a pro-abortion Republican, why not vote for a pro-abortion Democrat? If it no longer matters what God says, well, then let's just have a party.
I think you're right. And I think another factor was flat out greed and selfishness. They
yeah.
put their pocketbooks
sure.
through the economy. And
right.
I also think that some of them were willfully blind because in '08, except for stuff that you and I did here in Denver.
Right.
There
During
was,
the DNC, that
yes.
was a big time. And even the media said the liberals, the Occupy Denver Bible Church or whatever group was out here, they said they had no idea what they were protesting, but the pro-lifers were everywhere. They were coordinated. And then there was that small matter of that giant sign on the mountain.
Which was awesome. God bless you.
Thanks.
We got good press here in Denver.
Yeah.
And we, meaning you, I, a
yeah.
few other pro-lifers. But around the country, it never got traction. Child killing was never an issue
right.
in the 8
in
election.
In 2008.
It just wasn't.
Right.
But I'm going to make sure it is. I'm pushing it front and center
yeah,
to the front of the parade with these ads. No one will be able to escape.
That's great. Randall Terry, we haven't even said that you were the founder of Operation Rescue, which is how I got brought into this movement. I went to public high school. I never learned about World War II or the Holocaust in Germany. Never. Not one moment of class time. I became an adult when I first found out about it, and I said that if I were alive, I would have done something to at least save one innocent person. Mm-hmm. Then I saw you on CNN. I was living in Redmond, Washington, working for Microsoft at their mothership up there, and I saw Christians who were literally risking their lives, their fortunes, laying down their bodies in front of abortion clinics, asking God to help them to save children from being dismembered. My heart was rent. Randall, God reached in and changed my life. I was looking for money, you know. I had 5,000 Microsoft stock options. Today they'd be worth $32 million. I left Microsoft, came back to Denver, became the director of Operation Rescue Colorado, which you kindly allowed me to do, and my whole life was changed. And I'm so thankful to the Lord for looking at others and not just myself.
Bless your heart.
Thank
man.
You, Thank, Randall.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. Thank you for the
so,
encouragement.
So, founder of Operation Rescue, where were we?
Probably going to roll tape. Now, folks, the ad that you're about to hear is the Super Bowl ad. You can see this ad at Terry for President, T like Tom, E-R-R-Y-F-O-R, terryforpresident.com. And if I could make a shameless pitch, if you go there and you like the ad, we need help. I mean, we have the opportunity right now. We need financial help. We have the opportunity, Bob, to buy another 20, 22 or 23 markets right now. We could buy Chicago. We could buy Milwaukee. We could buy Denver and Colorado Springs.
Do you have anything running in Chicago at all?
No, we're getting the rate card today. We just got on the ballot Friday.
All right. All right, let's hear the audio from the first ad.
Warning. Graphic images follow. Abortion is murder. The innocent blood of 50 million babies cries out to God from our sewers and landfills. We must make it a crime to murder them, or heaven will judge America. Christians who vote for Obama, knowing he promotes murder, have blood on their hands. We must use our vote to protect our babies. I'm Randall Terry, Democrat candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Wow, that's going to run during the Super Bowl in markets around the U.S., and if more people support this, it's going to run in more markets.
Correct. Every penny that we have coming in right now, every single penny we're putting to the ads. My entire staff is volunteer. So we're killing ourselves. I mean, I'm out here. I'm in your studio. We've been driving in
wretched little Jimmy across the country, me and Andrew and Gary.
Right.
It's like it's a cross between a nightmare movie and a comedy. We just can't figure out if,
right.
you know, we're going to start laughing or crying and somebody with a chainsaw is going to come at us.
Right, exactly. All right. So, and could people select which of the ads, because there are four ads?
Yeah, there's five or six ads. We
okay.
have been allowing people to contribute to the ad of their choice. For this particular window,
mm-hmm.
the Super Bowl ad is going to run everywhere.
So and that's the top one on the list.
Yes, it says Super Bowl ad.
Okay.
So, and, you know, I incorporated – the reason I did that, Bob, is – I mean, you're in communications, so you saw it. But all the elements are there. Abortion is murder. The judgment of God. If we don't stop the slaughter, heaven's going to judge America. Blood crying from the ground.
Yeah.
If you're a Christian and you vote for Obama, you have blood on your hands. So we're talking about causing the crisis of conscience for the voter. So all of the elements that we're trying to do in my entire campaign to boil it down into 30 seconds was difficult. But I think mm-hmm. that both with what you see, that image of Father Jenkins at Notre Dame practically kissing Obama.
Right.
You know, anyone who followed the Notre Dame debacle will
oh,
know
yeah.
what that is.
Right. That was one of the major news stories that week nationwide. So you have supposed Christian pro-life leaders who are fawning over
a baby killer.
A baby killer. Right. And so you have a press conference tomorrow at 1.
Yeah, it's 1 o'clock in Denver, and we invite everyone to come. We're going to be in front of the Democratic headquarters.
Right.
What's the address? Do you have that in there?
547.
Find it, put it up on a piece of paper.
South Broadway, and we'll link to it in our show summary today at our website, kgov.com. We'll also link
to the Democratic headquarters.
TerryForPresident.com. That's five blocks south of center of town on Broadway. You're getting on the ballot to run ads in as many as eight states?
No, we're way past that. No, I've already run ads in 8 states.
Oh.
Where the Super Bowl alone will put us in 16 states.
Oh, wow.
So North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Missouri, Illinois.
You've been working hard on this.
We've been killing ourselves. We have literally.
I'm just coming up to speed on all this. So you've been running ads as you're getting on the ballot for the primaries. So when we talked about 4 states, that's for the general election. But you're getting on.
In the primaries, I will be on either on the ballot or in a caucus in at least 20 states. For example, Cheyenne, Wyoming. I'm going to be there tomorrow morning for a press conference before we do it. We're going to open up an office there tomorrow morning. We're going to run ads in Cheyenne and in Casper. Now, the Republican will carry that state. That's just a done deal. But there are babies there that need to be saved. And the traditional pro-life Republicans who occupy the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House, most of them are not committed to making it a criminal act to kill a human being from conception until birth. And that is our mission, period. Mm-hmm. So we have to, as you do with the Personhood Amendment and what we must do as a movement, we must redefine what it means to be pro-life. Because when you've got groups like National Right to Life and Americans United for Life that are pouring money down rat holes and are opposing our efforts in personhood.
Right, exactly.
Then you've got treachery. You've got Judases in the camp. Mm. And we've got to get the message out. We've got to raise the bar so that what we say without equivocation is, if it's an abortifacient, if it's an IUD, Depo-Provera, the patch, all of these human pesticides must be made illegal.
Any chemical weapon, anything that kills a child after his life begins, that's murder, that's a crime, it needs to be outlawed.
Criminal. And most pro-lifers won't touch that with a 10-foot pole. Mm. They're so afraid of the bad press. Mm. You want to make the IUD illegal and the morning after pill. This is we're going to look like radicals.
Right, but we're teaching people to hear the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, on Fox News last night talking about Rebecca Kiesling, who's one of the nation's leading personhood advocates, saying, you know, I was pro-life with exceptions. Now I realize you don't kill the baby because his father is a criminal. This is the governor of Texas who's also said he will support a Texas personhood amendment. And so this is happening state after state, Randy.
Thank you, God.
There are a dozen states where signatures are being gathered to get on the ballot this year in 2012.
You know, I want to say something to your listeners. Again, people, if you just joined, I'll go to my radio. Again, if you just joined us, you're listening to Bob Benyard Live, and his guest in studio is Randall Terry, presidential candidate in the Democratic Party, running against Barack Hussein Obama. Mr. Terry, you're going to be on the Colorado. I'm losing it. I'm asking people to go to our website, terryforpresident.com. But most people in America have, and this includes Christians, we have lost our ability to think cohesively, and we've lost shock. Things don't shock us anymore.
Right.
And we've just lived alongside this evil for so long that it's rubbed against us and made us calloused.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what I'm trying to do by running for president is to jar the Christian community back to reality. Mm. My ads are not geared to convert a baby killer to being pro-life. My ads are geared to convert a Christian to being a Christian.
Right.
To live out his professed faith in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm begging people for their prayers. All kidding aside, folks, when you see the CNN story, you see these news stories that are coming out all over the country, when you see the ads, you will know why we are hated. And I need you to pray for us, pray for the protection of God on my family and my wife, my little boys. And join me tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, now the address is 574 South Broadway in Denver. And we'd like to play the audio from a second ad, but we just got $100 in to
Thank
run the
you.
Ad during the Super Bowl. And how much does the Denver market cost?
$5,000 would buy us a pregame slot.
A pregame slot.
Right, between 3 and 5 p.m., which has a lot of viewers. Now, the Super Bowl in Denver, if my memory is correct, is over 30.
$30,000.
Yeah, and they're still available. Now, what we did was we bought 5 ads inside the Super Bowl that were all $7,500 and under. Paducah, Kentucky, which is almost a half a million DMA. Ada, Oklahoma.
And 70% of the population is going to be watching the game.
Yes. If I had the money, God knows, if I was even moderately wealthy, I'd spend every penny I had on this. I would. I've literally, every penny that I own to my name, to my wife's horror,
right,
I have put into this campaign.
Yeah. I've done this to my wife's horror, Randall. When the Wall Street Journal ran an article that said Bill Clinton, in fact, raped Juanita Broderick, when you look at the evidence and speak to the contemporaneous witnesses, over the next 7 weeks, I spent on our credit cards $110,000. We did protests in 145 cities, from Martha's Vineyard to Auckland, New Zealand. And I thank God that $80,000 came in to cover those costs. But I left my wife with $30,000 of credit card debt. That to this day, that was 1999, we still have about $8,000 left. We're still paying on that.
I respect you. People, you don't understand. This is leadership. There's a time when you jump. You just jump. You do what you have to do. And I'm asking somebody to match this. I'm going to go way out on a limb here. I just spoke in the weekend at a church. They gave me an honorarium. They took offerings up for me for an honorarium for a speaker, and it was, I think, $1,591. Yeah, I'll see it right now. Hold on. I'm going to show it to you, Bob. You can read the number. There's my honorarium.
Here's a check, word of life, $1,591.
All right. I'm anal with numbers. I'm going to contribute because I can. I'm going to give this entire amount. When I get home, I'm going to give it to my campaign. And I have a family to feed. I go hand to mouth. But I'm putting every single penny that I have at my disposal, I'm going to put into this because these babies' lives deserve it. We're going to save babies. There are pregnant women who are going to be watching the Super Bowl thinking about killing their baby. And when they see that ad, they're not going to go through with it. Some of them are going to say, I can't do this. So I'm asking if there's one donor who would match my gift, of which I'm going to do. I'm going to take this honorarium, and I'm going to go home, and I'm going to put it in because we have to.
Wow.
If I had anything left on the table, I would despise myself. I just couldn't do it.
And, of course, if anyone was able to foot the bill and pay to get this on in Denver,
the most that they can give, the most any person can give by law, is $2,500.
Come on. Hillary gets around that all the time.
Yeah, well, that's because they give soft money to the party.
Yeah.
There's no party people that are going to allow that to happen for me. So no corporate funds, no 501c3 funds. Only individuals can give. If a husband and a wife want to give, they can each give $2,500. So that's obviously a total of $5,000 between them.
Yeah.
But that's it. So if there's a multimillionaire listening right now, God bless you. All you can do is $2,500 and $2,500 from your spouse. That's it.
There should be some people who will give that much listening right now.
I pray you're right. It's so, go to Terry for President, TerryFor President. And there's somebody, your mom just picked up. Somebody's calling.
That's right. Connie, lovingly known as Mom by some of us around here. You met my mother in New York State.
20-plus years ago.
20 years, more than.
88, I think. We started running together. You were in New Jersey or New York City. Yeah, we were.
New Jersey.
She was always ready to do anything that needed to be done. Always.
Yeah.
And would travel when I asked her to travel. Would say, Connie, I'm coming down. Anything to do that she'd say, I would do it.
And rescuing. And my brother Brian, too, happens to be nearby.
Would cut people's hair when they needed it. My impoverished
going
staff.
Going in or out of jail. In fact, my mother was in jail in New Zealand for protesting against Bill Clinton to let the whole country know that he's a rapist and they're honoring a rapist. That's real. This is what our culture has come to. Child killers and rapists get approval. We need to reach their conscience. So it's like the prophets and the apostles. You know, sometimes they were killed.
You know, let me say this to people who don't understand. Some people are thinking, you know, I want you to show these babies, but during the Super Bowl?
Right.
Well, picture it 1944, and there's a German who lives a half a mile from a concentration camp, and he's got a big party, and it's all a fun time, and they're going to watch the Super Bowl. Can he say, I don't want to hear anything about the Jews. I don't want to know what's going on a half a mile from here. Leave me alone. This is a day for us to party. Can he ethically demand that of us?
No, of course not. Right.
So there are things, there are crimes, sins that are so horrific, like the slaughter of our babies, that normal life must be suspended. Mm. And if you want to reach the most people at any one moment, literally, in America, It's the Super Bowl. It is the highest watch program.
No child killing with tranquility.
Good.
No child killing with tranquility. So as we rob the peace and calm from society, we increase social tension over child killing. That's how it's going to end. It's not going to end by getting enough Republicans elected to get enough judges on the bench, because we've been doing that for 30 years and we've gotten literally nowhere.
Well,
literally.
I would submit that we haven't gotten the right Republicans or Democrats.
Yeah.
We must create massive social tension.
Yeah.
My litmus test is this. If you say you're pro-life and you want to get in the U.S. House to make it a criminal act to kill babies.
Yeah.
Then show me a dead baby on TV. Show an ad, sir.
Yeah,
show me
point.
What you're worth.
And I agree. We do need to continue to elect Republicans or pro-life Democrats who are going to put true judges who will uphold the child's right to life. Do we have time for that second ad? Let's hear that.
Slavery, child labor, segregation. These images are burned in our memories so we can say never again. But it is happening again. A Holocaust in America. The slaughter of babies by abortion. This is murder. And President Obama perpetuates this massacre. Open your eyes. Don't harden your heart. We must make child killing illegal. I'm Randall Terry, and I approve this message.
Pretty intense.
Yeah, these images, this is what sparked the civil rights movement. When a young black son of a mom was beat to death from Chicago, and she decided to have an open casket funeral. And that image was shown all over the country, and it stopped the institutional racism against blacks in America.
Yeah, we all remember the water cannons, the dogs, all of this. Mm. We remember, and without those images, or the images of little boys working in coal mines, or the images of the slaves all scarred, with their backs all scarred, we would not have prevailed in those movements without images. So we have to show these. And people, again, if you just joined us, you can go to terryforpresident.com,
terryforpresident.com. And we are about out of time, but people could buy money to get these on TV here in Colorado. And like in Florida, there's a signature drive to get it on the ballot.
Let me make this perfectly clear. Every single penny that comes in for this ad from this state will go to buy Denver.
Yeah, and that could help the personhood effort here in Colorado and elsewhere.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Thank you, Randall Terry. What an honor to have Randall Terry, the founder of Operation Rescue, in studio here on Colorado's 50,000-watt AM 670 KLTT. Our website, kgov.com. Hey, God bless you guys, and thank you, Colorado Right to Life, for a great march.
Marriage is the very foundation of human society, but it was God's idea to begin with. What is God's plan for your marriage? How can you know? What can you do to learn and grow with your spouse to honor God in your marriage? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this deeply personal and critically important topic in his teaching series, God's Plan for Marriage. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.